will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. I'm Rob Artigo, former Bay Area radio personality and your host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hello, Ray.
Hello there, Rob.
Your idea was, what kind of leader are you? And I bet the listeners are wondering, how could four colored squares help them understand their leadership style? I looked into this, and there's this guy's name's Don Lowry, and he developed a system called True Colors. There are a couple of different iterations or versions of this kind of thing out there, and some of this is based on other versions of this. So I'm not saying that this one is the end-all be-all, but to understand sort of the origins of it, this particular one that we're using here. Don Lowry developed the system True Colors, and it uses four primary colors to designate personality types and behavioral styles. And what we want to be able to do is find out what can we glean from that about our leadership styles individually and where the crossover exists. So the colors in the picture that we have on the desktop are blue, red, yellow, and green, but actually let's translate that and we'll just call them orange, gold, blue, and green. And the red will be orange and the yellow will be gold, just to make sure we keep things on track here. Obviously, a lot more we can cover here, but I mean, we just can't cover it here because it's just not long enough as a podcast. But it is a personality test. So you can Google it and actually find a version of this. And if you look up the one that is this True Colors, you'll actually be able to take an online test and figure out where things go. It's helpful, I think. If a person's brightest color is gold, then they tend to be steadfast, loyal, traditional, a rule follower, or a rule maker. Parental, orderly, structured, punctual, and precise. And those are some of the things we talked about in a previous podcast. I think this sort of sounds like you, steadfast, loyal, traditional, a rule follower, or a rule maker. Your parental type, you're orderly, you're structural, you're punctual, and you're precise. Would you agree with that assessment? Do you think you fall in more into the gold category?
that's not the purpose of this podcast, is to talk about what kind of leadership style that we have. Not that any one of them is bad or the other ones are good. It's just that we need to recognize what kind of a leadership style do we portray. So the ones on the right side of that chart, the what we call the hotter colors.
Yeah, the blue and the green. Yeah.
On the right side.
Oh, I'm sorry, on the right side. I apologize. My dyslexia is hitting me.
So on the right side, you know, those are the hotter colors. You know, we call it the cool colors tend to be, you know, less dramatic. And then the ones on the right are more dramatic and where they're what we call the hotter colors. Mm-hmm. And so on the right side of the chart, you're more of an extrovert in personality. Whereas on the left, the cooler colors, you're more of an introvert. And so, as I said, there's not necessarily any good color or bad color. They're just colors. And they represent really kind of, in the psychological test that you can take, kind of represent what kind of a leader you are. And if you recognize the kind of leader you are, that will help you as you lead and direct and manage in your company. Try not to be something you're not. In other words, if you tend to be more introvertish or you are more cool in the way you view things, then use that to your strength or your advantage. On the other hand, if you're more of an extrovert, you're more outgoing, more deliberate in the way you view things, you know, more, you know, ones and zeros as you would, as opposed to the other, which is more in between, more gray area. So on the left side or the left side of the chart, you know, more introverted, you're more gray. In other words, you don't view things in black and white. Whereas on the right side, or the more harsh colors, as you would, you are tend to be, more black and white, more ones and zeros. That'll help you under as you understand your leadership style. That'll help you become a better leader. As I said, I'm going to iterate this again. It's not that one is better than another, or one is bad and one and something is good. It's just that, we need to understand our leadership style so that we can do a better job in influencing those that we're in charge of supervising.
I think you can also see by looking at the various personality types that some of these things carry over. For example, we have green and gold here. You have the introvert on the left and the extrovert on the right, which is the gold color, the hotter color. But they're both people who emphasize feelings and they're relationship oriented. Both the introvert and the extrovert have those shared elements. And what you can learn from looking at the different elements is you can see which color is your dominant color, and then you can also see where you have things in common with some of the other categories and really realize that maybe you have a broader base. You're not just doubt anybody takes this test and finds out that they're high scoring in the hot orange or red color and find out that they're zeros on all the other colors. They're gonna cross over here and there. And it is a value when you're trying to figure out self-knowledge, which is something that you talk about a lot, right? And understanding yourself and your leadership style. This is just another tool to do that.
The people that you supervise are also one of the color points on that chart. So you if you're dealing with an extrovert, one on the hotter side, that your leadership style should be to understand that and use that to your advantage, and vice versa on the left side or the cooler side, if that person is more introverted, you need to understand how they are and what kind of personality they have. Because it will help you as you manage them and lead them in their responsibilities. So if this is not just a chart for leaders, this is a chart for everyone to understand, who we're dealing with, why we're dealing with them, having the understanding of their personality. And so again, if you're an introvert and you're supervising an introvert, that makes it easier. But if you're an extrovert supervising an introvert, or vice versa, if you're an introvert supervising an extrovert, that's important for you to understand that, because you have to deal with that personality.
Right. You don't want to expect the other people to automatically understand your perspective. You have to be able to approach it or tailor your interactions with people so that you can better communicate with them based on their personalities. That's in intel, as they say in the military world, that you understand the people that you're communicating with have certain personality types, and this is the way to approach them. It just means that you're approaching it logically.
Yeah, the purpose of this podcast is really to have you consider exploring what kind of leader you are, and then what kind of people are you leading. So, I would encourage you to understand who your person, what your personality is, and also the personality of the people you're supervising, and that will help you then become a better leader. Is that understanding, being kind, gentle, persuasive, and being empathetic. Is a natural thing for all colors. You don't have to be, obnoxious and dogmatic just because you're on the extrovert side or the red side, as you would, and nor do you have to be, so mamsy pamsy. Let them do whatever they want. If you're on that left side, more of a liberal, kind of a quiet, liberal type of a view, more introvertish. So it's good to really understand who you are and understand who they are, and that'll help you then become a better leader.
Yeah, and there are lots of ways of looking at this that help you understand your own personality, but also or as your leadership style is, and also understand the people around you, because you can make positive adjustments if you just understand the environment you're working in.
Being cognizant of their personality, and also of your personality will help you as you migrate through this leadership style that you need to have as a leader in your particular organization.
Well, Ray, this is a fast growing podcast, and listeners are helping us grow by leaps and bounds. One of the top in Silicon Valley as a podcast, and we'd like to keep it that way. So our listeners can check into their favorite podcast platform and give us a rating of 4 or 5 stars, whatever they are offering. And also check out Ray's books, The Zen of Zen, 1, 2, and 3, and of course, Tough Things First. I look forward to the next time, Ray.
Thanks, Ron.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more information about books, more podcasts, and links to Ray's X, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.